Angus Gardner, one of the top referees in rugby, championed Super Rugby Pacific as a model for the future of the sport. This insight sheds light on how law innovations are reshaping rugby's dynamics. Gardner emphasizes that Super Rugby focuses on enhancing game flow, implementing changes like allowing play to continue for minor injuries, and revising the 50-22 rule. He states that these adjustments aim to keep the game moving and increase scoring opportunities. "We're looking for opportunities to get the game back up and operational, rather than necessarily going to a scrum," he explains. Despite criticism from rugby purists who fear these changes might undermine traditional elements like the scrum, Gardner insists that the recent reforms have elevated the Super Rugby experience. "We've been asked to look for reasons to keep the game going and reward momentum," he notes. However, the debate continues at the international level. Following the Shape of the Game summit, factions have emerged, notably with South Africa and France advocating for traditional values, including the scrum, while Australia and New Zealand push for further depowering. As a result, no new laws will be trialed this year, highlighting the challenges of achieving alignment among different rugby nations.